There was a little boy that said to his uncle after Christmas, thanks for the electric guitar that you gave me for Christmas. And he said, it's the best present I ever got. And the uncle said, well, that's great. Well, how did you learn to play it? And the little boy said, oh, I don't play it. In the daytime, my mom gives me $1 a day not to play it. And my dad gives me $10 a week not to play it at night. Sometimes in the world that we live in, that's so demanding and our pace is so high in expectation, we lose confidence. And tonight is a night to see the light of Christ and let that light glow in you. And let the confidence be up to God. It's fun to share Christmas. We make too big a deal out of the gifts and all. And I was at Walmart this afternoon, of all things. And, you know, that one more thing. And then, by the way, there's a couple of things on the list. And getting ready for company. And I tried to just kind of live with joy and smile, and I did. And I saw people respond to that. Not that I'm a hero, but I saw people respond to that. But it is true the other way as well. If you are steel and grouchy, they're going to be that way back to you as well. And so it's my prayer that we can live in the light of Christ and not just at Christmas time, but all the time, and to make a difference in our world with the light of Christ. You should let the light shine in you. Let it shine. You are the only one of you. You are the only one of you. And you see people and know people that nobody else might come into contact with in such a positive way. The prayer that we make in that moment of realizing that is a prayer that says, oh God, let your Holy One be born in me. Not just in the birth of a child in the manger, but the Jesus that we know and serve and love, the risen Lord, let that Spirit be alive and lifted up in me, in what I say and what I do. And I'm speaking for you, not me, but I'm speaking for you to say that and make that your prayer. Let your light shine. Matthew had that right. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works, but glorify God who is in heaven. Tonight's title is Holy Families. We talk a lot about the Holy Family, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, and we know them well. We've seen them. We're going to have a precious tableau of mother and child here tonight during the service of communion. Emily Krennick and her little one, Cooper Don, Jeff and Stella Green's grand boy. It's going to be sweet and precious. And we're not lifting them up because they're the perfect family. We're lifting them up because they are going to represent Christ for us tonight. And each of us is called to do the same. That's what it means to be a holy family. Not that we are holier than somebody else in some way that gives us a reason to brag or be overconfident. But in a way in which that holiness can draw others to Christ. Not that we are holy, but that we point the way to the one who is holy. So if you've decided that you should keep it to yourself, like the little boy with the guitar, and that it's more profitable if you don't play it, if you don't preach it, if you don't sing it, if you don't say it, there are plenty of people in the world that will reward you for not saying it. That will think that you're being fair-minded and and confident and politically correct or whatever if you don't say it. The faith is a matter of personal opinion. Well, there's a whole lot of personal opinions that we like to share and to spread, and this is one of them. It's more than an opinion. It is a belief. It is a confidence. And even more than that, it is a hope. The word hope needs a little explaining. Sometimes we use the word hope pretty loosely, like I hope it doesn't rain tomorrow, or I hope it does. And that's really not what I mean by hope in this context. In the Christian context of eternal life, hope is what we have when we have nothing else. Hope is what we have when all other options have been drained away, when they have faded, and when we get back to business after January 1st. Hope is what we still have and hold on to. That's what I mean by Christian hope. So when we have hope, we need to share it. We need to spread it. We need to let it light our world. That's the very best thing about coming to a candlelight service, because that little bit of hope that is present in one of these flames on the altar and the one that you will hold in your hand is that when you spread it to the person next to you, you have no less or no more than you had when you started, except that now there are two of you. And as you know, pretty soon the rows fill, the faces come alive with the glow of Christmas, and the entire room will be lighted. And it all will have started with the light of one single candle. That's what it means to be a holy family. I encourage you to find that identity here tonight, to be and become a holy family together with our church family. And if you don't have a church home, we would love to jump in with you and have you come and be a part of this congregation and all the ministries that we share. But I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about making a difference in our world for Jesus Christ. I'm talking about sharing a little bit of His light and His love. Some of that can be done with a simple smile or a Christmas carol or putting some coins or bills in a kettle in front of a store to help somebody else. Being a holy family in your household is not something that you do and then become proud of and say, well, we're a holy family now. We've got it all together. Well, as soon as you do that, the wheels are going to come off somehow, because that's just being overconfident. That's not what I'm talking about by holy. It doesn't mean that it's perfect. It doesn't mean your family is perfect. It means that your family is filled with God's light, enough to spill over and share without really losing any. In fact, I think your light grows. The light of Christ grows in you when you share it. So, we talk about the holy family at Christmas time, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, the holy family, and that's a sweet, sweet image. We collect nativity scenes at our house. You've seen some of them. Every one of them is an image of the Holy Family. And every one of them is very, very different. Just as different as you are in this room. So I urge you to find ways to live in holy ways. To live to help others become holy. And to let them look at you and see the light of Christ. That's what it means to be holy families. That's what it means to share His love and light.